This is episode number 927, 8 ways to be calm in moments of crisis. We are foregoing the 5-Minute Friday format right now in order to really educate people on what's happening in the world right now. There's been a lot of news, there's been a lot of stress, fear, concern, chaos happening, especially in the last few days, typically all on this coronavirus information. And in this episode, we wanted to do a special coffee conversation where me and Matt Cesarato get together and break down the facts from what the CDC is saying on their website on health habits for your home, for your family, for your school, for your work. We also want to talk about how to be a leader in your life, in your relationships, at home, and at work. And really, again, these 8 ways to stay calm emotionally, how to set yourself up and be prepared, how to have compassion for people, how to really have an abundance mindset and live like a leader during times of chaos. So we hope you enjoy this episode. Please subscribe. Please share this with your friends. Get the message out to help people be prepared during these times of crisis in the world. And let's dive in to this coffee conversation. I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
City of Los Angeles Emergency Hotline.
Take common sense precautions. Wash your hands thoroughly and frequently. Stay home if you feel sick. Keep extra food and medical supplies around and practice social distancing. To learn more about how you can help stop the spread of the novel coronavirus, visit lamayor.org/coronavirus.
We are rolling, and right as we started rolling this coffee conversation, the phone rang. And I said, why is the phone ringing? And it just had a voice message to what, everyone? Did that go out to the whole world?
City of Los Angeles. This was our landline.
City of Los Angeles landline. Just came out to us, and it essentially said everything we're about to say on this episode.
Incredible.
Of the notes we have, of what we're talking about. This is really, in my opinion, 8 ways to be calm and prepared during chaos and the coronavirus. So this is what we're talking about. In the last 48 hours, it's been crazy how much fear has come up in people's minds. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be concerned. You shouldn't be prepared. You shouldn't be worried about the coronavirus. But in this coffee conversation, me and Caesar, cheers.
Cheers,
coffee. Cheers to coffee conversation in the new studio. We are going to be talking about these different 8 things that we came up with on how to really be calm. And also, Matt's going to break down what is on the government's website.
CDC.
CDC, of exactly what you need to know and you should be concerned about so that you don't get the virus. And here's what I'll start with. You cannot control what happens in your world or in your life, but you can control how you respond to every situation, to every event, to every experience, to what people say, what people do, attacks that happen, all that stuff. You can't control what other people do, but you can control how you react. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I want to come across today. So the first, Matt Cesar is going to break down a few of the practical things that you need to be aware of in your life, in your work, in your house, with your schools, so that you are protected, prepared, and aligned to being safe. Mm-hmm. Because that's what it's all about. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down these 8 different ways that you can be emotionally safe, mentally and spiritually safe and aware, so that you're prepared in your inner world. So Matt's going to talk about the outer world of how to respond to the situation. We're going to talk about the inner world next. So what are some things that we can do?
Well, again, this is coming from the CDC's website.
Yes.
Easily found on a Google search, or just go to CDC's website. And ultimately, this just tells you how to keep your home safe, keep your workplace safe, keep safe at school. Obviously, a lot of people are, a lot of states, a lot of counties are shutting down schools,
crazy,
universities.
Man. In Ohio, we just got word that schools are getting shut down for 3 weeks minimum.
Incredible.
We just saw today that it was the NBA shut down, MLS, hockey, baseball, NCAA, like every major sporting event is being canceled.
All
just
the
in the last
events,
24 hours.
South by Southwest.
Expo West, all in the last 24 hours, people... It wasn't until yesterday when people really started to freak out. And I'm not saying people shouldn't be canceling all these things. They should be, so things don't spread. And I don't have all the data and facts on this, on if things should be canceled. But I think it's smart, because we never know who has the virus and who could spread it in a public setting. So I think it's smart that they're canceling all these things. And I don't want to cut you off, because I'm going to talk about this in a second, but what can we do to make sure that we're protecting ourselves?
Absolutely. I think this is important. Just inform yourself. It's just, these are very simple habits that the CDC is reinforcing, that it's just normal. Like, so you don't catch the flu or any other sickness.
Yeah.
It's just the normal habits that people kind of forget about and neglect over time. I mean, even myself, it's like you don't even realize just washing your hands a couple more times a day. Not rubbing your eyes. So
I
guess
do all the time. Yeah.
That's
my hands on my face sitting here all day long. Like,
I know. I do that right around, you know, you grab your mouth,
yes.
You know, you just scratch your nose and you don't even realize, like, that's the way that anything you've touched across.
Well, I think if you have hand sanitation at access and you're putting it on throughout the day, if you touch someone or something and you put it on, then you're okay to touch yourself. But
and that's number one on our list. Clean hands, you know, every time. You can think about it pretty much. When you're touching door handles, when you're going out in public places, if you can clean them regularly, that's like number one on what they're saying to do to keep your home safe. Create habits, reminders to avoid touching your face. Cover your cough, cover your sneezes. Disinfect surfaces like doorknobs, tables, handrails regularly.
Money, wallets.
Yeah, you're touching your wallet.
Cards,
just think of the money that's
credit
passing
cards
from
that's
person
going
to person.
In and out. Yeah.
And that's where your mind kind of gets carried away, because, I mean, recently now that your family's calling you, friends are calling you, I'm getting text messages saying, be safe. It's like, I think in those moments, it's just kind of like things are like hitting critical mass right now. And I think we just need to take a deep breath and just kind of simplify the process. So again, increase ventilation by opening windows, adjust air conditioning. And then it goes on to say, if you're in a household that's vulnerable for seniors, there's some, you know, significant underlying conditions that include health, lungs, kidney disease, diabetes, and conditions that suppress the immune system. So have healthy people in the household conduct themselves as if there were significant risks to the person with underlying conditions. Mm-hmm. So just be more conscious and aware of the things you're doing every day. Those are the little things. So you can be a, you know, remember that it's like, be a buddy, like be a good friend,
right.
Be a leader. And if you're someone who is healthy, like don't neglect that other people around you have, you know, lesser immune systems. It's saying wash hands more frequently before interacting with someone who's, you know, has a compromised immune system. You know, especially if you're feeding or caring for that person. If possible, provide protected space for vulnerable household members, like quarantine them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last time I was sick, you know, in January, it's Kendra just, she like creates this like sick area on the couch and I just stayed there. It's covered with sheets,
right.
And you literally quarantine yourself. So let's see, ensure that utensils and surfaces are clean regularly, like just the normal stuff. Just try to be more clean in your actions.
Yes.
And then it says households with sick family members, you know, if you already are sick, give them their own room if possible, keep the doors closed, have only one family member care for them at a time, you know,
so
not to infect.
Yeah, smart.
Consider providing additional protections and more intensive care for household members that are over 65 years old with underlying conditions. So this is coming again from the CDC's website. I think it's important practice. Same thing, it's really a reprise of the same things when you're talking about your commercial establishments. It talks about if you're at work or you travel a lot. I'd say right now you see that, you know, we're cutting down travel internationally as a country. So let's see, it says avoid crowd, you know, major
crowds.
Use online transactions wherever possible, like cha-ching Amazon, saying?
Yeah.
Walmart.com, I don't mean to, you know, promote one or the other, but it says consider limiting attendance to large gatherings. You were supposed to go to LA Galaxy.
LAFC sport, soccer game tonight. They canceled this morning, and all MLS games for the season.
That's crazy. So again, it's just these little habits for transportation. You know, when using buses, taxis, it says keep windows closed when possible when you're traveling in your car.
Keep it closed. Why is that?
I'm sorry, keep windows open. Good call. My apologies. Yes. Increase ventilation, not decrease ventilation.
Yeah.
And then disinfect surfaces. Let's see what else we got here. Obviously, with food, limit food sharing. Let's see.
A lot of people are saying cook at home more.
For your kids at school, it's saying, you know, limit food sharing. You know, don't share your stuff in the lunchbox if your kids are still in school. Strengthen health screening for the cafeteria staff and their close contacts. Ensure cafeteria staff and their close contacts practice strict hygiene. If you're feeling sick, stay home. Don't send your kid to school sick.
Don't go to work. Don't go to school.
Don't go to work.
Sick,
You know, your mom was sick, you know, just recently this week, I talked to her. I was like, just stay home. Just, you know.
You know
rest.
What's crazy? She sent a photo. I think she sent it to both of us.
Yeah.
Where she went to the urgent care and it said, if you're feeling these symptoms, do not come in.
That was incredible.
It said, call this number. It said, do not come into the urgent care if you think you might have coronavirus.
Talk about something that would terrify you if you saw that. You're sick.
You're sick.
You really
need help.
And they're saying, don't come in.
It's crazy. So here's some things. I literally was just going to Dr. Oz had a post on Instagram today that I saw that was sharing about the symptoms. If you're having these symptoms, you might have coronavirus.
Sure.
I just clicked on the post and it literally sent me to this that says looking for coronavirus info. And it's telling you where to go. Even on social media now, they're trying to help people. Anything with a hashtag, they're saying, go to cdc.gov, see posts. They're going to have the most up-to-date stuff. So this is what's information that's out right now. But if you go to cdc.gov, it's going to give you more up-to-date stuff. So I would go there first.
I that's the thing. Keep it simple. I mean, here's the other thing. People are going to be sharing their own places to go get information. Mm-hmm. You have so many news outlets sharing information about statistically what's going on. Obviously, it gets a little overwhelming for me. It's like there's so much news happening right now. I just figured go to the CDC and make
they have everything there.
It's just
and
an easy way.
Don't read into media. Read into the facts that CDC has up to date. There's four common symptoms of the coronavirus that are different than the common cold and the flu, which is what I saw from Dr. Oz's post. The fever is common. A cough is common, but it's usually dry. Fatigue is common. Those are the three main common things. And sometimes there's shortness of breath. So those are the kind of symptoms you're going to face if you think you have the coronavirus. Now,
And just to keep, just to finish this up, so we talked about to keep safe at home, what to do if you've got, you know, older seniors at home or sick people at home. Keeping the workplace safe, that's the last thing we want to talk about. Stop handshaking. So this is funny because
we did a foot shake this morning.
Right. We had a couple interviews today and it's like, hey, how you doing?
Exactly.
You know?
Are we supposed to hug? Are we supposed to handshake? Are we supposed to
elbow
shake? There was a guy in the elevator I'd give a foot handshake to. We just like tapped each other's foots.
Who was in last week? You got, I mean, we got
fist
pumps.
Damon John. He was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Right. So
just be careful of these things.
Clean your hands. I'm just going through disinfecting. I mean, we've got Purell in the office, a massive tub.
Spraying just, it every 30 minutes.
Exactly. Be careful with meetings and travel. So obviously, I mean, my brother works at Amazon. Amazon completely like closed their offices from what I heard. And you can read that online. Twitter, same thing. So I was reading online. It's like, I mean, you're going to get used to video conferencing. It's funny. Yeah. We only have video conferencing because we basically had your home studio before, and now we have an office.
And we're all coming to the office still.
So we're still coming. I mean, here's the thing. Just don't come in sick, you know.
That's it.
Be a,
wash your hands.
A smart contributor. Wash your hands regularly.
Don't sneeze on each other.
Right. That's pretty exactly. much it. Don't cough. Don't sneeze. Just cover that stuff. So, again, limited food and sharing. And the last piece was stay at home if you're feeling sick. And if they have a sick family member at home, you should also consider not coming in because you may have an incubation period sickness that would come out in a day or two.
That's it. We're seeing, you know, that's again, it. This is going to get, in my mind, it's going to get worse in terms of media and fear, hype. Mm-hmm. Then it's going to be, you know, sooner than later, it's going to get worse. And here's my thoughts. Literally last night was the first night it was like getting bad. And I'm here doing interviews yesterday, and Jeanette, my girlfriend, is FaceTiming me every 20 minutes when she saw something in the media. Oh my gosh, Tom Hanks has it now. Oh my gosh, the president said you can't travel to Europe for 30 days. Oh my gosh, she like every 20 minutes she FaceTimed me. And we're like, babe, relax, breathe. You're gonna get sick just thinking about this.
Yeah, create that disease in yourself.
She created disease in herself. And literally I get home and she's still obsessing over this conversation in the media. Right. And I say, listen, it's okay to be concerned and be prepared and have worry for friends and check in. All these things are good. Mm-hmm. What's not okay is we react with a lot of fight or flight, fear, stress, anxiety, worry, because that's not going to help us get prepared for mm-hmm. what's to come, whether more bad things happen or this ends tomorrow. And literally, this happens for a couple hours. We order food. She has a little bit of soup. She doesn't even eat anything solid. She's just drinking the soup. And right away she goes, oh, my stomach is hurting me. I'm like, what is going on? Did you eat something? I have a little taste of it. Everything's fine. And for 3 hours, she's in like fetal position, cramp mode. Like she's on her period essentially feeling. And I'm like relaxing, trying to calm her. And it's fine a few hours later. She goes to bed fine and everything. But I go, you literally just created so much stress in your mind and your body where you made your stomach sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just like, we need to be prepared. And we're going to talk about these 8 things that you can do to be calm, prepared during type of chaos in your life, whether it's coronavirus or any traumatic experience happening or any media frenzy or fear, whether it's real or not real. Yeah.
What's the way that you, if you're in a situation or you're stressed or something's happening for you personally and you feel it coming to a culmination and you don't know what to do in that moment, what's your go-to?
Well, like, last night, I was just like, I've done so much practice. Me and Tiff were talking about this today. Last night, I was just like, there's nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. There's things to be concerned about. There's nothing to worry about because worry does not do anything good for you or anyone else around you. Mm-hmm. It causes more stress, more anxiety, more pain, more disease when you worry. Mm-hmm. And worrying about something that hasn't happened yet is a great crime for yourself because it's distracting you from your vision. Mm-hmm. It's distracting you from being in a loving environment. Yeah. It's distracting you from giving to your friends and family. Yeah. It's distracting you from your dreams, your goals, your routines, all these things of keeping you healthy. So worry is a crime. It's necessary to be prepared, be educated, be concerned, be ready. All those different things is great. Yeah. But you can't be prepared and ready if you're worried at the same time. It's really hard, I think.
Yeah.
If you're coming from a fight or flight, freaking out, you're always like, what's going on, what's going on?
Yeah.
And so that's why when I got home last night, I was just like hugging Jeanette. I was just like, it's all going to be okay. You know, let's be prepared.
Yeah.
Let's get educated. Let's be concerned, but let's not worry.
Right.
Because that's not going to do anything for us right now. And of course. The more you worry, the more you become, your immune system gets weaker when you have stress in your mind and your heart. Yeah. And that's going to be susceptible to getting a disease.
Of course.
Getting a virus, a cold, whatever. So you want to keep your immune system strong. So here are the 8 ways to be calm and prepared
during chaos in your life. The first one is something to consider is defensiveness and denial. Now, I'll be the first one to admit, a few days ago, before all this craziness in the media came out, I was like, this is not going to be a big deal. People are blowing this out of proportion. I was probably a little bit less considerate to not having the full picture on what's happening. I was like, this is not a big deal. It's not going to affect me, my life, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And I was in a little bit of denial, which was not the best thing to do. Mm-hmm. So don't get defensive or be in denial, and don't downplay the situation.
Right. And don't poo-poo somebody who's, listen, here's the thing. I think people immediately, their knee-jerk reaction, if they hear somebody overly buying goods or, you know, yes. I mean, my wife went to Target today and she's like, all the paper goods are gone.
She said the photo, there was no paper goods on the rack.
My daughter Bella, she's in the little cart and there's like nothing on the shelves. It's almost like post-apocalyptic. So obviously there is concern, but I think for some people, they're like, oh my gosh, these doomsdayers, yes. these people who are overly preparing, calm down, and they get defensive and they live in denial. And they almost create this false sense of security for themselves mm-hmm. instead of doing the right thing, which is just right. educate yourself. Take positive, committed action to preparing yourself, right? Yes. So, I mean, I agree. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, and this is a serious, you know, it's a serious situation for other people. Even if this is not personally affecting you mm-hmm. or not personally connected to someone you know or a friend of yours who's maybe not impacted by it, doesn't mean it's not real. Mm-hmm. And people and businesses are being impacted by it. Yeah. So,
one of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Not being in denial about it and having compassion around it. That's number two. The second point is to have compassion for people. So, you know, again, my girlfriend was like, last night she was like, I'm gonna be in fear tonight, let me be in fear, and tomorrow I'm gonna go back to normal life. I'm gonna go back to school, to class. She's doing English right now. She's like, I'm gonna go back to the gym, my routine, but I just need a moment to be in fear. And I said, okay, like stress, look at the news, be frantic, and then let's move on. You know what I mean? Let's be prepared now. Yeah. And so have compassion for people. Don't play into the fear, but beware of your behavior in times of chaos. I think, what can you do when someone else is fearful? Don't make them wrong.
Right. Don't try to fix them in that moment. Let them have
their environment.
Tell them you're there for them and just listen. Like, at sometimes when people are going off, they're going off the deep end.
Deep.
They just need someone to listen to them and hear them out. That is like a basic human instinct for people.
So don't try to avoid the situation. Don't try to deflect it. Mm-hmm. Listen, like you said, I think it's great. And check in on family and friends. My family was texting, a group text today. I'm sure your family was too.
Friends, family, yeah.
Hey, schools are being closed. Hey, how's it going in LA? Here's what's happening in Ohio. Yeah. You know, so we're getting on that. So I think check in with friends and family and don't make people wrong for their experience, mm-hmm. what they're feeling. Be a support, be a compassion for them. Yeah. And the best thing you can do is help people calm their nerves. Help people calm their nerves because mm-hmm. it's hard to be creative in chaos. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be calm when you're high stress. Yeah. So do your best to listen and show peace. If you are the steady ship, mm-hmm. when the waves are crashing, then people are going to want to jump on your ship and feel comfortable and relaxed around you. So be a leader in this experience, not someone who just follows the crowd of being scared and nervous all the time.
That's it.
And I think supporting your local businesses, people are really going to be hurting for a while. We have friends who are big time speakers who all of their speaking gigs have been canceled for the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. If you're in the event business, every event is being canceled. Comedians, speakers, magicians, canceled, everything. Mm-hmm. And that's people's livelihoods.
Sure.
So having compassion for people, local businesses are suffering. People aren't going to be going out for maybe it's a week, maybe it's a month, maybe it's who knows how long. Yeah. So make sure you support the people in your life and have compassion for them.
Be kind, just be kind to people in times of crisis, because a lot of times we're isolating ourselves, obviously, based on healthy habits, trying to stay out of crowds and things like that. But it doesn't mean you can't be kind to people. It's like, let's be human to each other see if someone needs support or needs help. So again, I think in that moment, just reach out to family members you haven't heard from. Just check in on them. Mm-hmm. Ask them if there's anything you do for them, you know?
That's it. Just be a support.
That's it.
An emotional support. The third thing is to reduce your exposure. You talked about this in here, staying at home, not trying to go to big public gatherings. This is just a wise mindset thing. Part of me is like, I want to go to my workout classes. I want to go to the gym. Yeah. And the gyms are still full from what I'm seeing online. But it's like, just be smart. If you're going to do it, be aware of the challenges you might face. Mm-hmm. Be aware that there's going to be people there and you might pick something up. Right. Make sure you wear gloves, sanitize. All the equipment is being touched by lots of people.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that.
Yeah.
And reduce the exposure as much as possible. That's just what I would say.
You're talking about workout classes. I mean, we went Barry's Boot Camp like a ton last year. And yeah, we did that 30 days in a row.
People are sweating, spitting.
Can I tell you, there was one time, so you do the transition, and I got off the treadmill and I didn't wipe it down fully or completely. And the person literally like confronted me, and honestly,
hey,
it was like a negative way. Like, they attacked me, and I was like, oh, my apologies. Like, I'm sorry. And in that moment, I was like, wow, I need to like do a better job, especially if I'm pissing somebody off.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, obviously they're using that. So I think in those moments, it's just being smarter and also knowing that a lot of times you can't help what other people are going to do. The only person you can be in ownership of is yourself. So be a leader. Be a stand
for
being better. Yeah.
I love this. Okay, number four is keep life simple and clean. So for the last 2 months, my girlfriend moved in. We've had more things we've been collecting. I've been getting more clothes, you know, sponsors and gifts and products and all these different things. And I keep looking at my closet saying, I want to clean this out. I want to clean this out. I've got all these things that I'll never wear. I need to clean this out. And now this weekend, it's like, I'm going to do a spring cleaning now. Like, it's time to clean out your space. Throw away the old, use only what you want to use moving forward, get rid of stuff that doesn't support you, throw out the trash, throw out the excess stuff that's in the corner of your apartment, whatever it is, get back to whatever her name is, Marie Kondo, you know, just clean and organize your space, your living space, and make your life simple. I'm talking about your physical space, your financial space. Go in your bank accounts and make sure, am I organized with my bank accounts? Mm-hmm. Am I setting things up on auto pay for my investments? Whatever it is, am I paying off my credit cards? Or are things piling up in my financial space, my physical space, emotional space? I'd say get back to your simple routines.
Yeah, in times of crisis or chaos, try to simplify and organize to the best of your ability. Otherwise, it's going to be a compounding effect
more
on
chaos.
You.
More chaos.
Yes.
So clean your environment, clean your space, your financial space, your relationship space, conversations you need to have, all that stuff is important. Mm-hmm. You don't need to do it all at once, but start thinking about it and taking steps. Also, create a very, get back to a very powerful morning routine and evening routine. The more calm you can create, the more routine you can create, the better. Mm-hmm. Stay on track on being productive. Don't allow yourself to be overwhelmed and consumed with the media hype and the fear that other people might have. Be a leader by keeping life simple and clean. Check in how much you're spending. What are your habits? Self-care, all these different things. Make sure you're taking care of that. Number five, prepare for the worst. Now, I'm not the type of guy who's going to go shop out of Target and have my whole place stocked with toilet paper. That's not who
you're going to call me if the apocalypse comes.
I'm going to call you because your dad and your wife and you are going to be prepared for the worst. Now, I think, but I did tell my girlfriend because she's worried and concerned. I said, you know what? Let's go to Whole Foods tonight or Target or wherever we need to go. And let's buy some stuff that we're prepared for like the next month. Okay. Like, so you feel safe. You feel protected. You feel like, okay, if something horrible happens, we're good for a month. Mm. Like, let's go do that. Cool. I'm down. So that's what we're doing tonight. So prepare for the worst. We always talk about this in sports. It's like you prepare for the worst.
Expect
the best, prepare for the worst. Yeah. And we think about this as someone of greatness. It's like, okay, what if the lights go out? What if the slides go down? What if the video goes out? What if the audio goes out in this podcast? We're always thinking about what's the backup? What's the backup? And then what? And then what? How are you going to handle any situation? So you want to prepare for the worst. Here's the thing. We have no clue what's going to happen in the stock market with prices of milk and eggs. I have no idea. Prices might go up and you might be making less money right now. So you've got to figure out how to prepare and make sure you're ready for that. Don't wait till the last minute to buy something.
And I think the best way to prepare sometimes is just take inventory. Some people go through life, they don't check the funds regularly. They don't know what they have, or they don't know what they have in their closets or rather their pantries as far as food. Just make a list, prepare for it. Take a look at your bank accounts, see where you're at. Find out how many days, weeks, months you can live.
Exactly.
Just prepare in that way.
And hopefully this will get you ready once this is all over, because this will end someday. Mm-hmm. This will be all over at some point, just like swine flu was, just like, what was it, Ebola or whatever. All these different things that happen every 3-4 years. Yeah. Creates this big scare and then it's over. So this will be over at some point. And so number six is to hope for the best and prepare for the best as well. So choose love, not fear. Mm-hmm. Continue to stand in love, not fear. Have a growth mindset in this time, even though you might be afraid. And you don't want to completely avoid the news, because I'm the type of guy that doesn't like to watch anything in the news. You don't want to completely avoid it. You can check in on every couple of days or ask a friend what's really happening. Mm-hmm. But I would not sit there and obsess over, because it's only going to feed you fear so you keep watching, because they want to keep making money. Yeah. Keep watching, all the fear. So,
but there has to be a healthy dose of information.
That's true.
It's like not living in denial and going and diving into Netflix because you're working from home, right? Your office is closed.
Exactly, right? Yeah, so be prepared. Check out the CDC and just have that information there. So that's number six to hope for the best. Number seven is business as usual. We talked about this. Stay productive. Keep adding value to the world, whether that's to your friends and family checking in, but staying productive with your routines. Yeah. It's easy to go down the rabbit hole of the world is ending. That's just not the case right now.
Yeah.
The world is struggling and there's challenges in different parts of the world for sure. And people are dying and people are going through hard times. It is not ending. So don't get caught up in the media and panic. And here's something I will say. This is going to be one of the most important things that people hear. Is in this time, you want to find ways to keep income coming in. You want to find ways to find a side job if you need to, because businesses might shut down for a while. So you got to get, this is a time for you to get creative, pick up a new skill, learn editing for video, learn graphic design, learn communication, public speaking, learn something that you can make money on the side in the future with. Learn a language, whatever it is, pick up a new skill, because when things get like uncertain and you're not sure of the future, skills is what's going to get you out of that in the future. Mm. When you have a talent, that people are going to need to hire you for. So have a new skill. And as well, stay humble. Stay humble during this situation. Now, this is number eight. My opinion, probably the most important, is to keep giving. It's hard to have an abundant mindset when you feel scarce. But that's when you need to think abundantly mm-hmm. with resources, time, energy, effort, love. If we can think and be abundant in a time of scarcity, that's where true richness lives in. So always keep giving. And the giving
that's
can
our
be,
humanity, man.
That's that it,
is,
man.
That is our humanity.
And it can be giving just like saying hi to people. Again, the person who came in the elevator today, I was just like, he literally had a piece of paper and touched the button in the elevator because he didn't want to touch the button with his finger. So he put the button here, the paper over the button and touched it through the paper. And I did it with my elbow on the button. And we just kind of laughed. And I was just like, hey, man, like, I want to hug you, but let's give a little foot 5-5, you know? And we just had like a moment of giving to each other, like connection.
It's being human.
Even in a moment of like fear maybe, right?
Right.
So keep giving, stay abundant. When you feel scarce, find ways to give more to people in those moments, and it'll always come back to you. So those are the eight ways to be prepared, to be calm during chaos with all this coronavirus stuff. You gave some great stuff that was on the CDC's website. And what else? Again, you can't control what happens in the world or the events that happen or what people do, what people say, but you can always control how you respond to those situations. Yeah. And I think that's what we need to remember. But what are you going to do as a dad and a husband with your family?
Well, we've been preparing for the last week, you know.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You started a week ago. See, I'm just like, okay, let's go tonight and get
my
some
brother
stuff.
Works at Amazon, so he was like, he's oh, man, I'm working from home now. So I knew, you know, things, you kind of understand things are starting to go in a direction of, I mean, obviously it's a pandemic now, but you start realizing there are decisions you need to make for yourself to be protected, be safe. I've got the responsibility as a husband, a father, and even a leader of this team. You know, I mean, we live in an office right here, and we're in close quarters, and we're a small team, but we can still do the things, the simple things. Put those into practice.
Sanitize everything. Yeah.
Sanitize. Wash your hands. Now it's just a little part that you can play for yourself and for everyone on this team, everyone around you, your family. So. We're also preparing with, you know, our paper goods, our canned goods, rice, things like that.
How should we prepare as a business? And how should businesses prepare? As the operator of the business, what are you thinking about in terms of team safety, in terms of financial safety as a business to keep going? Because it seems like a lot of businesses, I mean, all these NBA, NFL leagues are essentially going to lose billions, it seems like,
of course,
over the next few months. Yep. They're not playing their games.
Of course. It's going to be a lot of loss as far as revenue for businesses. Absolutely billions of dollars.
Stock market going down, like all these things.
Airlines that aren't taking flights internationally right now. So as a business, you just have to be smart and put into practice good financial habits. Mm-hmm. Making sure that you do cut expenses that don't need to be had right now.
That's good. Cut the fat.
You know, make sure that you can hit your payroll. You know, make sure that we can pay people. People are the most important part of any business. So taking care of our team, taking care of our people is always top of mind. Cutting expenses, like I said.
What are the two or three things that we've done well to be prepared for this type of moment? Maybe that we were planning for or not planning for, but we just did a good job and we were ready for it. And what are a couple of things that you're like, oh, had I known this was going to happen 6 months ago, I would have done this and this for our business by now?
You know, at this point, I don't know that there's having the same information now as 6 months. I don't know that I would have done much differently. We're a media business. We're an online media business as well. We'll see what the impact is on advertising for our podcast. You know, a lot of things are yet to be seen. But again, it's just beyond just also falling into scarcity and, you know, not getting too caught up in scarcity. Obviously, cutting expenses, making sure you can make the payments that you need to make. Figure out payment plans if you need to cut, you know, cut some payment out at any given time. And the other thing that is just you know, like number seven, it's find a new skill.
Yeah.
We can lean into other things as a business. We do have multiple revenue
create
streams.
Create something new. We can sell something new.
There's undoubtedly an impact revenue-wise on what this is doing for the entire world and our business. There is a direct impact that we can measure. And right now, it's just making sure that we don't get caught up in scarcity and we're still growing. We're living in abundance,
investing
like you said.
In people, yeah.
Investing in people, realizing that this will pass, and just being committed to the success of your organization, of your life, your family, and doing it with love, too. I mean, at the end of it, it's like we need to be kind and compassionate in times of crisis, in times of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and I think we're having fun. We had fun today. You know, Tiffany bought pizza for people.
Yeah.
We kept it light. We had music on.
We had a pizza party, you know, and we did it washing our hands and being safe. And, you know, but take inventory of where you're at, where you're at financially for your family. As
smart
businesses,
yeah.
Take inventory of where you're at. What are your next monthly expenses that are coming out? Take a look right now at what's due in the next 30 days.
Yeah.
What can you renegotiate if it's looking tight based on the expectation of limited or limiting income? So that's it.
That's
just,
it.
Just little habits.
I love it. If you guys enjoyed this, leave a comment below on the YouTube channel. Share this with a friend. I think this is powerful information. Again, for me, it's about not reacting to events. It's responding.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to choose how you want to respond in every situation.
That's right.
And they're all... You know, Chris Lee would coach and say that every event is a neutral event, and we get to decide if we want to make it a bad or scary moment or a loving and learning moment.
Yeah.
And again, it's not saying what's happening is not challenging and hurtful and scary for some people and their realities, mm-hmm. but you get to control your own reality and give yourself the power to choose how to navigate through it all. In a leadership role or in a scarcity limited role.
Yeah.
And you're always going to be stronger emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Your immune system is going to be stronger if you come from a place of clarity and love and chaos. And I think that's what's allowed me, and I think you, to be able to handle a moment like this, at least up to this point, is our sports background of being under pressure a lot mm-hmm. of situations. You cannot perform well in a sporting event if you stress out in pressure. You just can't. That's when you have to slow your heart rate down, see the big picture, see the whole field. That's the only way you're going to perform well.
Yeah.
So I'd say breathe every day. Breathe a lot. Slow your heart rate down.
Yeah. Meditate.
Meditate.
Pray.
Pray. Set an intention of how you want to show up this day, every single day, when someone comes to you with, did you see this news? Did you see this? And they freak out. Tell yourself, when someone comes to me with this type of information, I'm going to choose to respond in calm, because that's what's going to get us through it in a better way. If I respond in chaos, like this person is reacting to me, it's only going to cause more chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be in denial about what they're saying. Don't shut them down.
Yeah.
But respond with calm love.
Yeah.
And supportiveness. So
we can be leaders in our community. We've got leaders in the world. We got leaders at our government level, but as individuals, we can all be leaders in our homes, in our workplace, in our communities. And I think that's, I have to say, that's the beauty of moments like this.
Yeah.
We really start to support each other. You see human beings lifting each other up, supporting each other, doing the smart things to get through a pandemic, a time of crisis, mm-hmm. because that's what this is.
Yeah.
And so.
What's the difference between a pandemic and an epidemic?
Epidemics, I think, is just like small communities, you know, when it spreads in small communities or city. Pandemic is worldwide. So this is a worldwide...
This is a pandemic.
It's a pandemic, yeah.
It's an epidemic and a pandemic.
It's transition from epidemic to pandemic, from what I understand, yeah.
So it's spreading worldwide, all right.
It is.
Topic Conversations. Caesar, with the knowledge, the experience. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you again so much, guys, for listening to this Coffee Conversation. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend. You can text someone right now. You can post it on social media. You can tag me at Lewis Howes and subscribe over on the School of Greatness. Plus, leave us a review. We'd love to hear your thoughts on what this is and how this is helping you over on Apple Podcast review section. We really talked about the 8 ways to be calm and prepared during a crisis of the coronavirus. We talked about really having compassion for people, reducing your exposure, healthy habits, keeping your life simple and clean, reorganizing your habits, cleaning out certain things that maybe has too much excess in your life, being prepared for the worst, hoping for the best, business as usual, developing new skills, and continuing to live with a giving heart. I hope you guys enjoyed this very much. Again, we want to help people have the best information possible to live a better life during any time of stress and worry. We hope you enjoyed this special 5-Minute Friday turned into a coffee conversation for these times. Again, I love you so very much. I hope you know you're loved, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.